Silverback Chronicles podcast. It's your boy Big H. I got my brother Dre.
Yo, get okay.
What's
we
good?
Back. We are back.
Back at it.
Yes, sir.
Guess
I'm excited.
Guess who else is in the building?
Oh, shit.
We got a special guest tonight.
All day, every day.
That's right.
Word. But first and foremost, Triple C, what's good?
Maintaining, chilling, bro.
All day?
All day.
Word. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back at it again. We got a phenomenal guest tonight. Fellow brother, amazing man. Owner, entrepreneur, a beast at what he does, and it's nothing but peace and love to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, I got my brother Dave Cowles in the building. What's up, baby?
Yes, sir.
What's up with you?
If anyone's ever been to a upscale party in Baltimore City, this man is responsible for that.
I appreciate that.
How long you been doing that shit for?
Yo, first of all, fuck all that, man. How y'all niggas feeling, man? What's up?
Listen, everything's
we
shaking. You
we outside? We can we curse?
You better. Listen.
If we I want to make sure.
If we're going to keep it a tall glass of water, that's how we got to keep it, you heard?
Okay. I know technically, if somebody's doing a, you know, you're not supposed to be chewing gum and shit like that.
Now you can do whatever you want.
Now you're doing you.
Bro. Oh, okay, all right.
Come on, yeah, now.
I'll show you. Can do whatever you want.
I want to tell everybody, I don't know who's interested in coming over here, but I want to tell y'all off top. This shit is a vibe. Give the DJ some, yo, real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah. Triple C don't play.
God damn, yeah.
You got here a little late. If you would have got here a little earlier, it would have been crazy because the music is insane. The just anything you want to listen to, it's on deck.
Okay. All right. And I'm telling y'all right now, the love is real, man. I'm over here having a little cocktail. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
They made it happen for me, so.
It's all about you, baby.
Just enjoying myself.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's up, guys? How y'all feeling, man?
Listen, living. Yeah. All is well.
Yeah?
It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much. The pleasure's mine. I got my guy here.
Known this man for 13 years
brother.
Since I moved down here.
Oh, so how did that happen? How you and Dre link up?
Man, how did we link up? I was running the club. Shout out to Mirage, my brother Anthony, Zeke Way. I was running a club called Mirage downtown, the hottest club in the city.
It was crazy back then.
I mean, and oh man, like it was like, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Yeah, we met out front of the club, man.
Well, the Ravens and shit used to come out.
Yeah,
all
everybody,
that.
Man. It was the hottest club in the city.
Mm.
Right? And they're still rocking and rolling. Shout out to my guy, JR. They're still doing that thing.
Oh, JR got it.
That's what's up.
Shout out to JR.
It's called Mansion now.
Okay.
It's called Mansion now, which is what the original name was, actually. So now they went back to the original name, Mansion. So it's super dope. Yeah, so that's how we met, man. I met my guy out front, man.
Yeah, I was working out front, and there was
he was holding
issues.
That shit down. He was holding that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real one right here.
It's when we had the Yellow Jackets downtown, so we used to come and shut
it down.
You
was downtown anyway?
Yeah.
That's what's
shutting that shit down. Niggas was not fucking with my nigga.
That was when I was young.
Take it.
I'm an old man now.
Kicking ass and taking
it. I do a podcast now. Right. I can't do that no more.
You're a gentleman now. Nah, you was a gentleman then.
Nah, thank you.
Yo, what happened to my guy, the white boy with the bald head?
He's retired. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Tell him I said what's up.
Of course, I got
That's
you.
My guy.
The nightlife, and so how long you been involved in the nightlife in Baltimore?
Oh my god.
Because a lot of people say there's no nightlife in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's relative. You know, some people don't really know what to look for. I mentioned something the other day. That, you know, sometimes you have to know what to look for. Some people don't know, they don't get it.
They don't have the eye.
Yeah, communication is everything, and the information is everything, you know. So if you don't have the information, if you're not communicating, you ain't gonna really know what's going on. Baltimore's a little bit different. Baltimore is promoter-driven, relationship-driven. It's not like New York or D.C. where you can just, you know, Google what's going on tonight and go and the shit is popping. It don't work like that in Baltimore.
Mm.
You have to engage. If you don't engage, have a nice day. You're going to be one bored motherfucker.
You're going to be doing circles around the harbor.
You're going to be bored as shit. Yeah, you're going to be a harbor west motherfucker. Right. Like, nah, we over harbor east.
So if I'm from out of town, how do I dive into that?
Good question. I mean, just start looking up, you know. You got to just tap in. You got to tap into who you know and just lock in the local promoters, event planners. I mean, you could try to go to visit Baltimore and, you know, see what's going on a major scale. But for the most part, if you really, really want to know what's going on, you got to just tap in. If you don't know, you just don't know.
Mm.
What I try to tell people is this, right? Baltimore is literally its own country. This is not a city. It's not a state. We literally have our own country. And if you can't tap in, have a very nice day. It just ain't going to work for you.
Are you born and raised in Baltimore?
I am.
Are you east side or west side?
I'm west side, but west side county. I came from a beautiful town called Canfield. My family's from McCullough Street, which is west side of Baltimore. But, you know, I was back and forth between the county and the city, but I represent my county, man, Canfield, man.
Yeah, I'm a county boy all day.
Yeah, it was nothing but, like, real ones around there. You know, we just outside the city. So I'm from Canfield, man, and there was nothing but real guys around there. But we also, not everybody, but, you know, some of us had good fathers, real men, you know, real families that held us down, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. prepared us for this world.
No, it's important.
So it's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm not one of them guys that, you know, everybody got the story, oh, I'm from the hood, I was a soldier. Like, that's not my story. You know what I mean? And that's not what I want my story to be.
You know? Excellent.
Yeah, that's not what it was. I mean, yeah, obviously, I did certain things, but, you know, when it come down to it, I had a beautiful family. And, you know, I got the best father in the world, the best mother in the world, the best sister, the best brother. I had a beautiful, beautiful childhood. Beautiful childhood, man.
That's dope.
So, you know.
So what drove the entrepreneurial spirit in you?
Well, once again, going back to that childhood, right? My mother had told us, she said, listen, you graduate from 8th grade, you're going to be able to throw a party, right? Do a party right here in the basement, rock and roll. So my sister did a party. Her shit was off the chain. My brother did a party. His shit was off the chain. Then I did a party. The difference in my party was that since I was the youngest, all my brother's friends came, all my sister's friends came, and I used to be outside, so the whole neighborhood came. So it was a legendary event. It was off the chain. 1994. Legendary party. Some of the people that came to that party still come to my events to this day.
Wow.
That shit was off the chain.
You just had it in you.
I had it in me, man. I mean, you know.
Is that when it sparked, like?
Well, that was one I really was like, oh, shit. Like, damn.
I could put together some shit.
Yeah, and then what happened was that very next year, I wound up, because that was for free. Everybody just, it was like, you know,
mm-hmm.
all right, like that was a win, but it was free. So that next year was when I decided to do something for some money.
Freshman year.
Yep. Well, my freshman year, yep. That freshman year summer.
Okay.
How old was you?
I was 15 years old,
mm.
and I did an event at a place called Carriage Hill in Deep Reynoldstown, and shit, man, I brought out about 500 people at $5 a watt, made $2,500. I thought I was rich.
Yeah. I mean, 15 years old, 25.
Yeah. I spelled my name out in all $1 bills on my bed. My mother tried to make me get a bank account. I was like, fuck no.
What'd you buy?
Yo, I bought, you know, like you go to lunch, right? So I was in private school at the time. I went to Mount St. Joe. And so our cafeteria was lit. You could buy pizza, burgers, everything. It wasn't like no bullshit food. So I wound up just, I had everything, bro. I had a whole pizza. I had burgers. I had sodas, Skittles, a whole spread. Like, nigga, what's up? Everybody hungry except for me.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good time.
No, that's dope.
Yeah, so I did that, man. That was a huge party, man. I had security, I had DJ. Shouts out to my man DJ Figaro, like my brother. I mean, it was crazy, bro. Yeah, carriage.
15 years old.
I paid $700. I got back $200 deposit, which I never got back. But so it was $700. I was supposed to get back $200 if nothing went wrong. I'm almost sure something went wrong, but I never even went back and got the money. I forgot about the deposit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They still owe me that shit.
Wow.
I'm coming for him. But I'm coming for him. Yeah. But it was a good time, man. It was nice, man. It was dope.
So that fed you mentally that you knew, you know, moving forward, this is what I want to do.
You know what, man?
Or did you have
aspirations? I was definitely saying to myself, oh, I like this party shit, but I was really more so on some business shit. Like, I just wanted some money, you know? So I didn't really know what I wanted to do. There's a guy I used to go to school with named Chauncey Green. His father, Mr. Wayne Green, Wayne Green, but we used to call him Wayne Green, but Baltimore accent shit. He was an investor. And I never forget, my mother was like, call Mr. Wayne and see what we're going to do with the money. It's only $2,500, but, you know, we thought that shit was a lot of money. So I called him. He recommended a few books to go get. I wound up going to the library. I went and got these books, right? This is 1995, right? And I remember just skimming through the book. I used to never be a reader. I was a skimmer. Remember that skimming shit? You just skim through it. And I saw...
Find the good points.
Yeah, I wanted to find the good points. It told me to invest in Exelon in 1995.
Wow.
I will never fucking forget that shit.
Really?
And guess who did not do it? Me, nigga. But who knows? If I would have put $2,500 in that shit back then.
That's like Con Ed in New York.
Oh, my God. I probably have so much bread right now.
You've been sitting filthy.
I remember seeing that. Like, you know, he didn't really talk to me, give me too much information. He just told me, look at these books. But once again, see, that's the issue I do have. I want to bring that up. I don't want to go too off. But, you know, older black men, man, we have a responsibility to sit down and educate our young brothers, you know what I'm saying? Not just, oh, go get this book. Like, he never came to me, talked to me. I don't want to bash him, whatever. I don't know how far this shit's going to go. I don't want to bash him, whatever. But
he never really sat and dropped that gem on you.
I wish he would have, you know what I mean, sat down with me. And so what I try to always do is sit down with young brothers and school them and educate them. Like, yo, look, dude, I want to explain shit. You know what I mean? Like, don't just fucking tell me to do this or do that and then run off. Like, no, like, give me
guide
some,
me.
Guide me.
But you don't think, let me ask you, but see,
devil we are not me. Guiding each other.
No, we're not.
But you don't think, like, in a sense, you spend so much time with someone, yo, read this and do that and do this, and then they don't do it? Because I know time is the only...
That's happened, and I just be like, oh, look, have a very nice day. And they come back a year or two later, like, yo, I wish you would listen. I got a couple little young guys, you know what I mean, always come back to me, call me. I be like, yo, I'm busy now. Too late, I gave you.
Oh, okay, you give an opportunity.
Give an opportunity. If you don't take it, that's a wrap. One thing I'm not doing, I'm not wasting my time.
Never.
We ain't got time for that shit.
No, not at all.
I ain't gonna lie, I keep thinking about that fucking beat when I came in. So I'm a beats guy. Like, I love beats.
Me too.
I was about to come in here and spit something.
He got it all night.
Much, but I used to when I was younger. But damn,
that shit made you feel good, didn't it?
Yeah, you got something you could throw on DJ. Like, give me some hot shit, my nigga. Like,
are you gonna freestyle right now?
Nice and low. Nice and low.
Who gonna start?
Are you gonna freestyle? This will be the first time ever somebody freestyled like in the middle of the show.
Listen, we're gonna shoot from the hip. Fuck it. If we're gonna do it, let's do it.
Fuck it.
What?
Season 5, what happened?
What happened?
Season 5, what happened?
Yo, that shit.
Yeah, play some of that new shit.
I came in, I was like, I'm like, who was like making
it? So he does all the beats.
So he makes the beats.
Boom Man.
His brother makes the beats.
Yeah.
And then he makes
Boom Man,
play.
Right? Boom Man.
That shit, like.
The Baltimore DJ. This right here? The one you like?
No.
This shit is hard. This is one of the classics.
No.
About to rock?
No. That shit hard, though, yo. That shit is like. Bro, I was going to the bathroom, like, what the fuck was it?
Yeah. It was a party.
Oh, yeah. We stay loaded with beats here.
Yeah.
Music is paramount in what we do. It sets the tone.
So let me ask y'all this, man. How long y'all been doing this? Like, what's up with y'all, man? Like, fuck all that. I'm switching this shit up, nigga.
Okay.
What's up with y'all niggas, man?
Hey, yo, we going on what, year 3, year 4?
Yeah.
This is season 5.
Season 5?
This is the first episode of season 5.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd y'all get started? Like, what the fuck? Like, what made y'all do this shit?
I mean, so.
I just started looking at Instagram. I'm like, this nigga doing a pod. Like, oh, this is dope.
I mean, yeah, so, like, you know me for a while. And then we work together, best friend. And then that's my neighbor, my man's right there.
Okay.
We came together.
From New York too?
No, he's from here. So that's what makes the show so dope, is the fact that you have two New Yorkers, but we also have someone that's like born and raised in South Baltimore.
Okay.
That could like fact check us. You know, he's a historian when it comes to the Baltimore shit. Not because we love the town, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if, excuse me if I'm speaking for you, but we love this town.
Like, so you a DJ? Mm-hmm. Like, so you a Baltimore DJ or? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
DJ pretty much my whole life.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. I know.
During COVID, a little bit before COVID, he would just DJ in the backyard, have all the neighbors lit.
shit.
So then one time my brother, you know, shout out to Manny, he's like, yo, you guys should do a podcast because all the stories we used to get together, because we used to ride together.
In the Northeast. I mean, y'all got stories.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Days, bro.
Yeah.
God. So then, No. I know y'all got stories for days.
Yeah, yeah. But what's dope is that like we have a philosophy of like just taking care of each other and like really
brotherhood,
but also like being in the community and doing the right thing in the community. So we figured out that this would be the best way so that everyone can hear us. And 3 years later, we're blessed. We're doing it. 5 seasons. 100 and what? This is 150...
58, 59 episode.
Oh, shit.
And we've had everybody on from like, I mean, if you go through it.
Am I the coolest?
I would say so, because you, right. I mean, you know.
Nobody came with that swag yet.
Yeah, glasses, there we go.
You bring your own sasson to
that.
It. So.
I'm outside. I got the Corona.
We've had some amazing people.
Got
like,
the Corona and the motherfucking Don Julio, nigga. Let's go.
We've had legends from Baltimore here that sat in that chair.
Hey, listen, let's talk about the Love Fest.
Let's do it.
What's that? Let the world know. What's Love Fest, bro?
So here we go. So about 6 years ago, I told myself I want to do my own festival, right? I'm like, well, what am I going to call it? It's all about the love.
What better than love?
What better than love?
Come on now.
That's what everybody needs. Stop fucking hating, man.
Absolutely. I love the people that
come out. Why is everybody hating so much?
Stop being ignorant.
Jesus love. Christ.
Treat each other with love.
Thank you, bro.
Smile. Yeah. How are you, brother?
How are you?
Right. Looking good tonight, champ. You sharp.
Thank you.
Let's go get... You see that beautiful woman over there?
Yo, but the women that show up to these events...
But they supposed to.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Why is it going to be love if you ain't got no loveless?
Thank you. Yo, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Man, so seriously, man, it's just, you know... I don't know what's going on. Obviously, I don't know if it's the jab, you know. I know there's a lot of COVID shots, you know, but, you know, a lot of people were mad before that, too. But everybody's so fucking upset. And I get it, because I remember when I was broke. I was a little upset, too. But, I mean, I wasn't that fucking mad, so it's not just about the money. I mean, I don't know. People are just naturally...
The mindset is different.
The mindset.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People are just naturally, genuinely upset, just mad. Hating. And what I'm trying to do is make sure that we start loving each other, bring more love to the table, stop hating.
Yes.
You know, just be cool. And so the Love Fest has been born.
I love that.
So please, everybody.
You said 6 years ago?
Huh?
You did 6 years ago?
I thought about it 6 years ago. I just did my first one last year, which was at Sandlot. And now this year, I'm going to be at Middle Branch Waterfront, 3301 Waterview Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, but they come out for your party, though.
Of course they do. Because I'm a gentleman.
I mean,
I'm a gentleman. I'm hanging out. Like, we're not being disrespectful. We've been, you know, all the guys.
Yeah, we're showing love.
We're showing love.
I know people that have babies after
that night.
Yo, do you understand how many?
Seriously.
I got, remember that 8th grade party I told you about?
Yeah.
I got motherfuckers that met there that got kids.
Wow.
So this shit been happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I was doing Havana Club and all that other shit. So, I mean, it's the Love Fest. People are meeting and enjoying each other's company that, you know, they're going on dates and hanging out. And, I mean, live bands. So, you know, and I'm going to touch on something. First of all, it's my birthday party. So let's be very clear about that. All right. Second of all, you know, y'all from New York, so y'all don't really understand the dynamic between Baltimore and D.C. Y'all might have heard about it. He knows. But, you know, D.C., Baltimore was never really, you know, it's like two different worlds.
Right, it is.
So everybody's a little confused because guess what? I have backyard band performance.
I love it. I love it.
Now
that's
now,
love.
Right.
They know what they're doing.
Right. Backyard band. So people, go. No, it's not about go-go.
No, it's about music.
It's about, this is my guy.
It's about music.
It's about music.
Yeah.
Hey, no point.
Backyard band bring all of that.
I know. He was talking about it.
Backyard band.
Listen.
So backyard band.
Are we going?
Bro, I'm definitely going now.
Yo, y'all definitely going.
I didn't know about it then, but I know now.
Y'all niggas better come.
Say less.
So backyard band, for those of you in Baltimore that don't know, backyard band is one of the best bands, period. Stop all this go-go bullshit.
No.
Like, oh, go-go. Like, no, yeah, they got go-go. Yeah, of course. DC. But they're one of the best bands out.
Hands down.
You cannot. So you don't get around that.
So let me ask you, Dave. So the people in Baltimore appreciate Backyard Band on
a lot of go-go? People. No. The majority of people do. 80% do.
Okay. Yeah.
But 20% is going to be like, Backyard, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm doing? I want to make sure that I bring people from the surrounding counties.
Yeah.
Right? Montgomery County, PG County,
yeah.
Ellicott City, Columbia. I want to bring people to Baltimore.
He's bringing love, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to bring DC to Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Guess what? We go everywhere, but nobody comes to us.
That's a fact.
So it's finally about time that people come to Baltimore. But guess what? They're only performing for an hour. So after that, welcome to my world. Welcome to Baltimore world. DJ Quicksilver, DJ Kiwi, DJ High Def. We're going to make sure the people that are not from Baltimore come to our world and see what we got going on.
Quicksilver.
That's the goal.
That's the only way to bridge that gap, man.
You got to bridge the gap.
That's what we're trying to do on this platform.
Fuck with this guy.
Quicksilver's all like the funk flex of Baltimore.
Yeah, he is.
Quicksilver's my brother, man.
I saw him on Baltimore Lifestyle this morning. With Tiff, shout out to y'all.
Now I seen him a couple times.
Guy, man. Yeah, shout out to Quicksilver. Shout out to his wife Ashley Silver. He has two beautiful kids, one son, one beautiful daughter. I mean, Quick is really doing his thing, man.
Yeah,
like, and that's family.
That's good for the town,
you know.
Good for the town.
So this is going down.
And Quick is Baltimore and DC. He's from Baltimore, right? The street that he grew up on has been officially named after him.
That's dope.
But he's also in DC. He's the biggest DJ in DC, right? He's killing it. I mean, you can't beat it. He's actually on something called Love and Marriage, a reality show.
Yo, Quicksilver, come through. Come talk to the Silverbacks.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. So he's DC and Baltimore. And now he's actually about to be on the morning show, 92Q.
Oh, like DJing in the morning.
Yeah, man.
When you wake up drinking your coffee.
Dope, bro. Hey, along with Pork Chop, who's a legend.
Pork Chop, another one, right?
Yeah. They about to start up. So, you know. These are my guys. They're
going to be there.
Fuck yeah. Quicksilver's DJing. Quicksilver going to go on right after Backyard. Before Backyard, it's my guy DJ High Def. I'm not sure if y'all know who DJ High Def is, but let me tell you something real quick. Bro, I call him the anointed DJ.
Anointed, wow.
The anointed DJ.
You bestow that upon him?
He is anointed.
Wow.
Like when he gets to your
spirit. He got it like that?
He get to your spirit. And if y'all free tomorrow, he'll be DJing at my restaurant tomorrow, Avenue Kitchen. Shout out to my guy, Pat. What up, Holmes? Avenue Kitchen, 911.
That's a good vibe down there.
Street. The best food. The best
we've
vibe.
Had lunch there a couple times. And
it's downstairs?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good vibe.
Good time at the bar.
Amazing place.
DJ Kibi, the youngest in charge, the young champ. She's going to be starting us off. She's going to be DJing as well.
What's a female?
Female. Lil Kibi, man. She's the hottest young female DJ right now in Baltimore. She's killing it. That's my little sis.
That's dope.
We outside. For real. Yeah, we doing this shit, man.
I love what you're doing for the nightlife in Baltimore because, yo, I've been to your parties, I've been to all your events, and there's never been any problems. You know, because the news and everything says this and the third.
So first things first, safety.
1,000%.
We want to make sure that when you come out, you're safe.
Absolutely.
We don't want no smoke.
No.
Everybody keep it cool, all right?
And when you leave, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. We're not doing all that.
Because you want to know why?
The love. That's my guy, yo. That's my
love.
It's all about the love.
It's all about the love.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
listen, the one criteria that must happen is you got to come, have a great time, bring a smile, and share nothing but love.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, my brother, I just met this good brother, right? He's such a gentleman.
I appreciate you.
I do want to challenge this brother 1 second because we're having a good time.
Yes.
Can we do one shot together?
Absolutely.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Burr, 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 burr.
I need that.
Where's the thing? Let's do it. I want to do a shot with my guy. I don't know why I like this dude, man.
That's big
I want to do a shot with the big fella, man.
He's a movie star.
He almost ripped my fucking hand off when I gave him a handshake.
I mean, that's the football.
God damn.
No, listen, part
champ.
Listen, part of being
A real one.
Yes. You gotta shake that motherfucking head.
Shake it.
Damn.
Shake you gotta it. Shake it.
Shake it.
Listen, part of being a real one is having a vice grip.
Yes, you motherfucker. You got that motherfucking vice
that
grip.
That separates a lot of shit. I don't know. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want no.
We're going to start off fresh.
Yeah, we're going to start off fresh.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dre, what's up? You ready, nigga?
I just took some.
You bluffing this?
I just took some. What happened?
You put water in there? Nah. He going to use that.
That nigga put cold rocks in there. Come on, Jack. Y'all know
how to
drink
tequila. All day.
Cheers.
Yo, cheers. What's this to? You got it.
Yo, it's to love.
The love, bro.
It's to love. Health, wealth, and success.
And to the DJ. Get a DJ song.
See you all day, every day.
Yo, you got something for us over there? Yeah, what's up, Chad?
You playing while we sip on
Give us
drinks.
Something, my nigga. God damn, Chad.
I'm turning the podcast into a party.
Yo, where you at?
There's different vibes.
Come on, son.
Yeah, come on.
Give us something. Shit. So is that the time left?
Nah, I mean, yeah, kind of.
I'm just trying
to.
No, we doing what we do.
We roll. Okay.
I mean, I know.
It's all good vibes. Right. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
We try to make it official.
All right. I mean, if
but
so,
we
that
keep
was fine.
Going.
I'm just,
whatever.
Yeah, we rocking and rolling, but.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's up, DJ? You going to talk to me or what, Chant?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Bring it in nice and slow. What are we doing? So what's this to? The love and what else?
It's to love. Continued fellowship.
Yeah.
And setting phenomenal examples.
To being
black
amazing
men.
Yo,
fathers.
To being amazing fathers, too.
Black fathers.
Shout out to all them fathers out there that are doing their thing, grinding.
Yo, fathers.
It's hard out there, but yo, keep doing it.
Gentlemen, I want to tell y'all something. Keep that music going.
Yeah, keep
it
going. I like that.
That's just dope.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful son, 6 years old. I have a daughter now. I'm sorry, my son's 5 years old. My daughter is 6 months.
And let me Congratulations, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Let me tell you, father, something.
There you go.
I'm having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Yo,
it is.
Get your kids, lock in, and have a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm having a fucking blast.
You know what it is about kids? It's the investment you get back.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
Fuck the trades, fuck the, you know, the real estate. Your real investment are your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm having a good fucking time. I'm just like constantly educating him on something.
Yeah.
My son.
There's always a teachable moment.
There's always a teachable moment.
I think I saw him with a Rolex on the other day.
Yeah.
Playing. That was dope.
So, shouts out to the fathers. I just saw 11-11 on the screen. So that was confirmation right there.
Wow, yeah. That's facts.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's big facts right there.
That's beautiful.
When I looked
at the
screen, I saw 11-11.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'm on that shit.
You on it. Okay.
I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
Synchronicity.
So, let's have a toast.
Peace and love.
It's amazing.
There you go.
It's the nectar right there.
Woo!
It's gonna be a lot of that flowing.
I never throw it all the way back. Pause.
Smart man.
God damn.
Caught it early. I like it.
Yeah, he was on it.
My man. Yeah.
Never throw it all the way back.
What should I wear to this love fest?
Yo, man, so come see me, man.
What I gotta wear?
So,
like a tux?
No. I call it smart casual.
Okay.
You know, just throw something real slick on. Come out, come enjoy, and we'll have a good time.
Okay.
So, just a recap. Music, food, fun, friends, love, live entertainment, backyard band. Music by DJ Quicksilver. My guy, the anointed DJ. DJ High Def, Key, and of course, Dave Kowser Productions. Still sensational. Come check me out. I love y'all, man.
And before we go there,
peace and blessings. I love y'all.
Can we go to the Avenue Kitchen real quick?
Listen, Avenue Kitchen, 911 West 36th Street. Come see me. I have the best chef, Chef Audio. Right? He's always going to put a little Mexican twist on it.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now, we have the best lamb chops, the best salmon. the best tacos. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Come check me out.
Why Avenue Kitchen?
Because I'm there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come fuck with me.
All day.
You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate Always you. Respect, man.
That's love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Listen.
A lot of fun, man. You never disappoint.
I want to thank y'all for having me, man.
I want to thank you for coming on.
Can I come back?
I need you to come back.
All right.
Because this is only going to go to the next level.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we do a live podcast at Avenue Kitchen?
No, fuck that. How about a live podcast at the Love Fest? Yo, that's dope.
I'm with that. Say less.
Don't bullshit.
No, definitely not.
Y'all coming?
Absolutely.
So live podcast at the Love Fest.
At the Love Fest.
And I have a back room at the Avenue Kitchen. We can set up right there in the Avenue Kitchen. We can do live podcast.
Let's talk.
Cause I've already been trying to plan my own little, you know, show / podcast. I mean, shit. Y'all could be my first guest.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
Y'all heard it here. If they bullshit, if they bluff,
I know.
Check them and check me on that, right?
Exactly.
Right?
There's no bluffing.
There's no bluffing.
We don't know what that is.
We don't know
that. We don't know what that is. Don't even know what you just said.
Right. Love you, man.
Love you more, bro.
Thank y'all, man. Seriously. I appreciate it, man. And thank you. I appreciate everybody, man. Respect. God, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, don't get no better.
Love.
I want to thank my brother Dave for coming on. Listen, just his spirit alone just talks to you.
Thank you.
There's no excuse for hard work, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a single father, single mother, work hard. Our children are a reflection of us. So when they go out into this crazy world, we got to prepare them. Prepare them by any means necessary. Prepare, instill them with the hard work ethic. Instill them with traditions, the proper foundation, goals, and nonstop hard work ethic. It's a big world out there. There's so much money to make. Make the proper decisions. Make the right decisions. And always be there as a driving force for them. It takes a village. The trees don't hang out with the grass, even though they've grown up in the same area.
Damn.
So separate yourself.
He's a prophet, this guy.
And when you separate yourself, that's when you soar. Because sometimes you got to be away from everybody to get to your goal, to get to where you want to be. And that's okay. Because the right people are going to be there for the right reasons all day, every day. And you don't got to explain that to a motherfucker that love you and appreciate what you do. And they see you where you're going. They see your vision. Everybody's vision is different. Everybody playing is different. Everybody book is different. You write your own book, but you focus and you work hard at that. The devil's always working. That's his job, to create corruption. Please don't let him seal your feet. Stay focused, stay driven. Keep God first and foremost, whatever God you serve. We love you, we appreciate you. Silverback Chronicles Podcast, Big H, Dre, Triple C. Dre, what you got?
He's anointed, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, the kid.
Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
His brother's anointed.
He's different.
Anointed. I get it.
I'm just going to say that if you're single, like you said, single parent, wife, I'm sorry.
Listen.
Female, whatever.
Whatever you
get. Come to Love Fest and Absolutely. You won't be single no more.
No.
Peace and love.
But whether you're single or not, I mean, you know, the people who are not single are coming, you know what I mean? So we have couples coming. We got singles coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody. It's just the love.
That's what it's about.
So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because some people think it's just for couples.
No.
Some people think it's just for singles. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's the love. Come to the Love Fest.
That's you know what? I
we
miss
outside.
That. I miss that.
Yeah.
Just grown. You know what I mean?
Like, just grown folks coming out having a good time.
That's it.
Laugh. Meet people. Introduce yourself.
Network. Come enjoy yourself.
Right. Network. Come have a good time.
The fuck y'all worried about?
Little right. networking.
Speak my language.
It.
No, but it's coming from a great place.
Yeah.
Because time and time after again, I get so annoyed at our people because they just want to be disruptive.
Yeah.
For no reason.
For
just
no
cause.
Reason. Like, take it easy.
They get mad when they talk about us.
Take it easy a little bit.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay to smile. What's wrong with smiling? Listen, I love you, and you just met him. I love you. real person can understand that love, can understand that energy.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Love.
Nothing wrong with that. September 17th. It's all about love.
And it'll be his birthday. Peace and love.
And we're going to have a podcast right there live.
Live.
Can you imagine that?
Disgusting.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, like bring the whole set, like.
Yeah, let's. I mean, if we're going to do it, we got to do it right. That's the only way I want to do it.
And what I could do, I could create a whole tent at the DJ right now, whatever. We have the whole tent, whatever drinks.
Perfect.
Everybody, people come in and talk.
Yeah.
About what's going on with the event.
Absolutely.
I'll bring back y'all band in there to talk.
That's disgusting.
Bro.
Love that.
Yo, my man, that's quick going to come in. Everybody going to come in.
Yeah.
Everybody going to check in.
Yeah. Check in for a good couple minutes.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we moving on
a
to
a
5 minute
check in.
That's it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
And we create number 143, baby. Love. All day.
Still peace sensational. And peace and love.
Peace. Peace. Triple C.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
My people, Silverback Chronicles Podcast, your boy Big H, Triple C, and Dre. I love you. Be safe. Talk to you later. And don't forget, September 17th, love, baby. The Love Festival. Come correct. Come with love. Come with smiles. Come with greetings. Come with your lady. Come with your boys. Dress to impress. And always have a smile. Please.
Hey.
Expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcast are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes but not exclusive to the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like and comment.